Welcome back to New World Next Week. I'm James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And I'm James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. It is the first machine that can reliably obsess the compute power of brain cells. This is a real paradigm shift. We have got that horrifying story, plus a whole raft of New World Next Week updates, as a lot of weeks keep happening in these decades. But first, DOJ, FBI conclude Epstein had no client list and he died by suicide. Good night, everybody. Grabbing this from Axios, who do call it an exclusive, President Trump's Justice Department and FBI have concluded they have no evidence that convicted sex offender and disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein blackmailed powerful figures, kept a client list, or was murdered. According to a memo detailing the findings obtained by Axios, the administration released a video in both raw and enhanced versions that says it indicates no one entered the area of the Manhattan prison where Epstein was held the night he died. In 2019. The video supports a medical examiner's finding, Fami Malik, I believe it was, that Epstein died by suicide, the two-page memo claims. The findings represent the first time the Trump administration has officially contradicted conspiracy theories about Epstein's activities and his death, theories that have been pushed by the FBI's two top officials before Trump hired them into the bureau. As social media influencers and activists, fake-ass 9/11 truthers, I basically call them, Kash Patel, now the FBI director, and Dan Bongino, now deputy FBI director, were among those in the MAGA world who questioned the official version of how Epstein died. Patel and Bongino have since said Epstein killed himself. Tulsi Gabbard also says, we gotta go bomb people. But it has become an article of faith online, especially on the right, that Epstein's crimes also implicated government officials, celebrities, and business leaders, and that someone killed him to conceal them. Of course, the only good thing to come out of this are, James, the memes of people pasting in Hillary into the missing minute of video. The memo says, no one else involved in the Epstein case will be charged. Oh, by the way, Epstein's associate Ghislaine Maxwell serving 20 years for child sex trafficking and related offenses to no one. According to the memo, investigators closely examined footage of Epstein's Manhattan prison cell between around 10:40 p.m. on August 9, 2019, when Epstein was locked in a cell, and around 6:30 a.m. the next day when he was found unresponsive. You'll find no mention in the mainstream news of, oh, the guards who admitted they falsified their records about actually watching this dude? We let them go for free. The footage, which was reviewed by Axios but couldn't be verified independently, showed no one entering the area. The FBI enhanced the relevant footage by increasing its contrast, balancing the color, and improving its sharpness for greater clarity and viewability, the 2025 remaster. Investigators found no incriminating client list of Epstein's, no credible evidence that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals, and no evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. MAGA's media universe and some of its voices on Capitol Hill have expressed frustration with the Trump administration's handling of the Epstein case since February, when the Department of Justice released a tranche of Epstein-related files that were already available publicly. When Hipster Gates, Elon Musk had his totally believable falling out with Trump last month, Musk accused the president of being in the Epstein files. He, of course, deleted those tweets later. In a 2017 interview with author Michael Wolff, Epstein even claimed that at one point he was Trump's, quote, closest friend. Democrats have demanded to know more about the Epstein-Trump relationship, but not the Epstein-Clinton, Epstein-Carney, or Epstein-Chomsky relationships. The DOJ and FBI say in the memo that no further disclosure of Epstein-related material would be appropriate or warranted. The memo says much of the material relates to child sexual abuse, details of Epstein's victims, and information that would expose innocent individuals to allegations of wrongdoing. Through this review, we found no basis to revisit the disclosure of those materials and will not permit the release of child pornography, the memo says. So there's CSAM, child sexual abuse material, they can't release, but also nobody did anything. 1 minute. This is like was a lot less than the Nixon gap on the Nixon tapes. There's an 18 and a half minute gap. Whoopsie, we don't know what happened to it. It was the secretary's foot. She accidentally hit the tape recorder again. 1 minute is missing from the Epstein video. Conspiracy theorists are losing their mind. So says former music magazine Rolling Stone, who only cares because this is against the Orange Man Bad. The Trump administration wanted to settle questions about the sex trafficker's death, but accidentally raised a new one. Rolling Stone does correctly note, you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? Trump lashes out at a reporter for still asking questions about Epstein just one day after the DOJ and FBI declared he didn't blackmail anyone, wasn't murdered, and had no client list. We have taxes, this, and all of the things, and you people are still talking about this guy. As my legit shook DC friend said 15 years ago regarding my annoying questions about 9/11, sing it with me, get over it, man, they got us. James?
James, absolutely, utterly disgusting. What more can one possibly say about this other than to point to the actual FBI DOJ memo press release itself, which I think does the talking for it, where they start by noting that they've conducted their exhaustive review of the Epstein files as, quote, part of our commitment to transparency, end quote. Insert uproarious laughter here. And then go on to say, there was also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. Yep. Done. Case closed. And then they go on to say that there's no further evidence forthcoming, no further investigation warranted. All right. It's done, guys. Stick a fork in it. Epstein, you're still talking about that Epstein guy? Come on, you've been talking about him for years. Get over it, guys. Now, the important part of this, okay, there's a couple of things to say. One is that I think that the 1 minute of missing footage is probably the red herring in all of this, because it assumes that we could have seen anything on that tape, even if it wasn't missing, because everyone thinks, the first thing you would think when looking at that footage is, oh, that must be the door to Epstein's cell, but no. No, it is not. What you are seeing is way back there in the background, you can see half of a sliver of part of the entranceway to the stairwell that led up to Epstein's cell. You are not looking at Epstein's cell. So what would it have shown anyway, even if it had actually happened? And beyond even that part of it, there's also the part that, oh, wait, these railings aren't painted, but in the crime scene photographs, they were painted. So are we even looking at the right part? I mean, how is this? Whatever. It's total nonsense top to bottom. There may have even been a different entrance to Epstein's wing than the one that we're looking at. So it's absolutely inconclusive of anything. But then Patel and Bongino will get up and lie to your face and say, I've seen the records. He killed himself. No question. Which goes to show just how much they hate you, and they think you are absolute idiots who will believe anything they are told by my team, because I voted for them, so they must be good. Now, I don't have to do any recalculation whatsoever here. I have always known that Trump was going to cover up the Epstein files. He said as much before. You don't want to release everything, because there's a lot of stuff in there. So this does not change my view of anything whatsoever. But for the people who were Team MAGA, they're totally exposing the deep state, guys. Now you know that is not true. You know they hate you. They think you are idiots. What are you going to do about it? Oh, I know. Vote harder. The problem is you didn't vote hard enough back in 2024, so vote harder. Hey, I hear that this South African with roots back in Canada is starting a new American party. What could go wrong, guys? Just vote for the brain chip guy. I don't know what I could possibly say at this point to show the absolute utter farce of this entire oligarchy that rules over you with abandon and laughs in your face. If you don't see it by now, you're never going to.
Well, they might be distracted doing all the mental gymnastics to ignore bombing Iran very recently as well. So, bombing Iran, support more police state Stasi, I don't know, throw people to alligators, whatever. So, I mean, good God. Again, James, we don't even, unfortunately, add links to all these other side references that we're making on these episodes. Again, you know, I call it media monarchy. I love a very rich media tapestry. But there's so much going on. Again, we can make side quips about it. On New World next week, episode 596. So, James, so the memers basically all have Hillary in the wrong place, at the wrong door, at the wrong cell. Awesome. And also, I mean, she's already been talking a bunch about it even before any of this. Shouldn't Ghislaine get sprung? Why? What is she doing sitting in jail? I mean, what is the daughter of noted Mossad agent and octopus conspiracy participant Ghislaine Maxwell? Why is she sitting in jail? Good grief, man. Hopefully our buddy Whitney Webb will have some more information on this. But maybe, as you say, there is none. It's Dunskis. One nation under blackmail. You know, man, I'd maybe find this all a little bit more plausible if I were hooked up to some sort of mother brain chip inside the British lab growing food for everybody? Clean water for kids? No, a biological computer. In a laboratory outside Cambridge sits a remarkable, say it again, biological computer. Its 200,000 human brain cells, grown in the lab, lie on silicon circuitry that communicates their synchronized electrical activity on a screen to the outside world. The poorly named CL1 device, which kind of looks like Cly when you're just glancing at the words, CL1 device about the size of 2 shoeboxes, was developed by Australian startup Cortical Labs with the UK's bit.bio, in a bid to create synthetic biological intelligence, a new form of computing that could offer opportunities beyond conventional electronics and other developing technologies such as quantum. Like our brains, biological computers will consume many orders of magnitude less energy than conventional electronics as they process information. Future applications could include robotics, security, and the metaverse, copyright Zuckerberg. So says Cortical Labs chief executive Hong Wing Chong, talking to, of course, the Financial Times, the folks who actually have a part in running the world. The fast-growing search for alternatives to energy-intensive conventional electronics has stimulated the new field of biological computing, which aims to tap directly into the intelligence of brain cells rather than simulating it in silicon through neuromorphic processing and, of course, the awesome AI. I mean, just see how good AI was doing on X the other day? Whoops, it turned into a Nazi again. See, again, just massive amounts of news. Elon's Twitter, its AI Grok went full on Kanye, and the CEO Linda had to, of course, fall on her sword because it's kind of embarrassing. Sidebar to the mother brain chip. Cortical Labs is at the forefront of this movement, you should believe, though academic groups and other startups such as Swiss group Final Spark and Biological Black Box in the US are also making progress. I'm very excited about the Biological Black Box. That's maybe how we can vote in the future. Early applications of CL1 are in neuroscience and pharmaceutical research, discovering how different chemicals and drug candidates affect the brain cells' information processing. For Mark Cotter, welcome back, clinical neuroscience professor at Cambridge University and BitBio founder, the significance of CL1 is that it is the first machine that can reliably assess the compute power of brain cells. That's a real paradigm shift. In related news, scientists create organic slave computers. What could possibly go right? An organic entity full of juice and sweetness and agreeable odor being turned into a mechanism. James, I find this is the inverse of a Clockwork Orange, where you're taking a real person and making them a computer. They're making a computer and trying to turn him into a real boy. I also wish that we would have done a film literature and New World Order on Cronenberg's Existenz as well, James.
Good call. Off the top of my head, I cannot remember if I've actually seen Existenz. I think I know it, but I don't know if I've seen it. Anyway, we'll talk about that off air. But to the point, I hate to blow my own horn, but who else is gonna? Yes, I had this article up on the organic slave computer phenomenon almost exactly 1 year ago, so I hope people will go and check that out for the background on this. But something that I find particularly interesting about this story is how hard they struggle to justify the existence of these organoid slave computing devices. Why are they trying to take human brain tissue and turn it into some sort of computing device in the laboratory? And there have been various ideas and explanations for this proffered in the last year or two. For example, in that organic slave computers article that I wrote, I was talking about the ostensible reason at that time. Look at all the power that AI is. It takes so much energy. We're going to have to build all these nuke plants just to power the AI. Hey, I've got an idea. It's much more efficient to use organic slave computers. That will be the pro. And then in this particular Financial Times article that we're citing right here, they can measure how neurons process information by how well they play Pong. And it shows, for example, that alcohol degrades your ability to compute. Yeah, I really needed them to do this in order to show that groundbreaking information. So clearly, there is something else going on here other than simply they need more power. They need to show that alcohol degrades your ability to compute. There's something else going on here. And I tie that in my article into the broader question of vitalism and the degradation of vitalism. But something that I still find truly horrific about all of this is I don't think that's really just a hyperbole. It's not just a clickbait. No, these are organic slave computers that are being made to process information. This is human brain tissue that is being used as a machine. And just in this Financial Times article, they just casually, blithely talk about it. Training involved giving the neurons a reward stimulus when they moved the paddle correctly by applying electrical activity in the form of a sine wave, which the cells like. The punishment when they got it wrong was unpleasant white noise. So basically torturing, in whatever way you want to apply that, torturing these organoid computer devices to make them do the things that you want them to do. Oh, what's the big deal? You know, it's just a computer that's made of human brain tissue. Whatever. This is the breakdown of the distinction between organic and non-organic life. And I, for one, am not comfortable with this. I don't think this is a good idea. But hey, that's my editorializing here. Anyway, people can go back and read my article about it and get more information and decide for yourselves whether you want to be complicit in this torturing of this humanoid, organoid, whatever, biocomputing life.
As the transhumanist post-human agenda rolls forward, James, you got me even thinking about how Utah steals an enormous amount of water so they can run their Fed data silo in that hidden building out there. Also, remember, they need just a few more decades of research on cannabis as well, and then they might take that off the national drug schedule. Oh, and I'd forgotten. The big, beautiful bill that, of course, is why Elon and Trump had broken up. Another, again, just flat-in-your-face lie. And I would say, you know, broken promises. The tax and spend, big, beautiful bill. It's almost like Trump was a tax and spend Democrat his entire life. Oh, wait, before he suddenly turned to be a Republican in 2016. Our third and final segment on This New World Next Week, episode 596, episode 600 coming up just around the corner. Sometimes, as we've noted several times on this episode, so much is going on, and we, unlike the lamestream media, like to actually, you know, like follow up and give you some context and some subtext. So a quick bullet point of headlines of updates of stories we have covered recently on New World Next Week. Update number one, Israeli Defense Minister orders plan to build concentration camp for Gaza civilian population. You gotta love this. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered the IDF to prepare a plan to establish a camp to concentrate. It's not a concentration camp, it's a camp that's going to concentrate the entire civilian population of Gaza on the ruins of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. According to the conspiracy anti-Semitic site Haaretz, Katz said that once Palestinian civilians are pushed into what he's calling a humanitarian city, they will not be allowed to leave. The idea is to first transfer 600,000 civilians from the Al-Mawasi tent camp on the coast in the southern Gaza, followed by the rest of the civilian population. Alligator Alcatraz, I think they're calling it. Israel builds concentration camps. The ironing is delicious. Update number two, U.S. ends foreign terror designation on Syria's HTS nearly 2 months after Trump met its leader. As the joke has been made many, many times recently, the real president of the United States is Bibi. The United States announced Monday that it has formally revoked the foreign terrorist designation for Syria's ruling HTS group, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, ironically coming nearly 2 months after Trump met with its leader, Syria's self-declared interim president Ahmad al-Sharaa, formerly Abu Muhammad al-Jilani. It's not just ironic, but scandalous that Trump met with a U.S.-designated terrorist during this Gulf tour while in Saudi Arabia. If any of us tried to do that in America, we would be thrown in alligator Alcatraz while people would go, yeah, get them illegals. No, wait, I'm just... Update number three. I believe James Corbett predicted this as one of the trends of the year. AI voice deepfake of U.S. Secretary of State triggers global security alert. Gentlemen, we've decided to gather you together to overthrow the U.S. government in one of the most audacious examples yet of AI-enabled political deception, because the politicians themselves aren't bad enough as it is. An individual posing as U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio used AI deepfake tools to impersonate his voice and writing style in a series of targeted communications to senior government officials, the goal of which was to gain access to information or accounts. John Podesta clicked on the phishing link in the email. Update the fourth. COVID shots triggered VADs in kids. You've got VADs. A sweeping new study raising urgent alarms about COVID vaccinations after confirming that mRNA injections, gene therapy, have triggered a surge in autoimmune disease such as vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, VADs, in kids. The study, conducted by leading Israeli scientists, linked COVID shots to a dramatic spike in autoimmune disease in children while demolishing the narrative that the virus itself poses the greater risk. I mean, Israel tested a lot of MAGA jabs on people, so I'd be inclined to trust these results. Update the fifth. Doctor faces 35 years in prison for refusing to vaccinate children with those aforementioned mRNA shots. A decorated, U.S. Navy doctor facing 35 years in a cage. That's longer than Diddy's gonna get. Not for harming patients, but for refusing to inject them with what he saw as a dangerous experimental product. Oh, by the way, Diddy pretty much is gonna get off. Didn't get the RICO charge. It's almost like they're all in a big club together. Update 5.5, I added myself. West Virginia schools ordered to vaccinate children against parents and Governor Morrissey's wishes. Schools in West Virginia, from the Board of Education, ordered to ignore state laws and begin vaccinating kids against their family wishes and without telling the parents. Maybe give them some puberty blockers, too. And finally, update the 6th. What is this? This looks like happy, positive, good news. Californian community gardens growing again this summer thanks to local heroes, and I don't think this has anything to do with taxes or NGOs or any of that. People donated the dirt and donated their blood and sweat. Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins Community Gardens, revived by Good Samaritans who want to grow community roots and access to healthy food. James, just a little taster, an appetizer, if you will, of good news to close out on.
We need something to avoid the New World Next Week sigh, but I don't know if that's quite enough to overcome some of these stories, including, of course, the concentration camps, because where does the Holocaust in Gaza inevitably go? It goes to concentration camps. And yes, as you point out, I hope people don't take that as just a passing reference. No, the Haaretz article is the one that is using the term concentration, as in population transfer and concentration. Yeah, wonderful. So I guess the only thing that we should be debating about that story is what we should call it, because Alligator Alcatraz has already been taken, so it's got to be, I don't know, Reaper Drone Rafa or some other alliterative thing. People can enjoy coming up with their terms in the comments, but at any rate. And I hope people will take the time to read that Doctor Faces 35 Years in Prison article, because it is, in a sick way, I guess it's not unmitigated bad news. Obviously, it is horrific and bad news that Dr. Kirk Moore is being prosecuted for having done what he did. But reading about what he did is kind of awesome, and I'm so glad that he was able to do it. For example, destroying thousands of vials of mRNA vaccines to inject saline instead, and issuing vaccine cards, fake vaccine cards, for nearly 2,000 individuals during the pandemic. He is a saint. He should be valorized and lionized for what he did, not incarcerated. But oops, I forgot, it's the Trump DOJ who's putting him through this, so I'm not holding my breath for him to be exonerated on these charges for helping humanity rather than hurting it anyway. Such is the world we're living in. So yes, I will take that final little bit of good news as the tiny sliver of hope for what it is. At any rate, there are good things in the world, and we shouldn't just concentrate on the bad. So let's get the New World Next Week sigh out of our system and depressurize.
NewWorldNextWeek.com is the way you can help support Corbett Report and Media Monarchy DVDs, USBs. The 2017 USBs have started to come into the house. We have not been able to test them out just yet and get them up on the store, but they will be very close. And then you'll be able to get that Corbett Report USB bundle. And of course, I have my, I think, pretty awesome music compilations, 24-hour segments of music, rock, pop, electronic, all DJ'd by yours truly, a professional radio disc jockey. And James, I gotta say, I'm stoked this is back on YouTube. It does get us back in front of a lot of eyes. And it is great to see a lot of those people and see those people go, hey, yeah, my boys, I miss these guys, because we told you they're gonna take us off of YouTube and it's gonna be up to you to come to our websites to go find that work. I run MediaMonarchy.com. I am coming up on my 20th anniversary. James, I am about 2 months and 2 days away from the 20th anniversary of Media Monarchy. Again, fear-free, ad-free, news, music, memes, and more, as I like to say. And there is New World Next Week, episode 596, buddy. Are you doing okay otherwise without the news and all the junk?
I'm doing fine, except for the melting heat. But I must correct you. It's 2 months and 1 day away from your 20th anniversary on this side of the dateline. So I have every day circled on my calendar. I cannot wait. At any rate, I hope people are playing along at home as well. Having said that, I think we'll leave it there for today. James, thanks for these stories.
Thanks so much, my man. Take care.